Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Something Major, the New Playbook for Women at Work by Randy Brown, is a workplace and leadership book aimed at professional women who want to advance without adopting outdated, self-defeating norms. Positioned as a practical playbook rather than a theoretical management text, it argues that many women are still operating under leadership rules built around humility, overwork, and excessive self-monitoring. Braun responds with a more usable framework focused on confidence, boundaries, message ownership, and sustainable performance. The book blends coaching-style advice with workplace analysis, making it relevant to readers who are facing burnout, imposter syndrome, or the pressure to appear constantly productive. It is especially concerned with how workplace culture shapes behavior and how women can make deliberate choices that support longevity, impact, and clearer self-advocacy. The result is a career guide that is both tactical and culturally aware. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing outdated leadership rules with a new playbook. A central idea in the book is that many women have been taught to lead according to rules that no longer work in modern organizations. Braun treats this as a structural problem, not simply a confidence issue. The old model often rewards silence, deference, and the assumption that good work will automatically be recognized. Her alternative is to approach leadership more intentionally, with explicit tactics for shaping presence, communicating value, and making choices that support advancement. This matters because careers are often stalled not by lack of ability, but by over-reliance on norms that were never designed to help women succeed on equal terms. By framing leadership as a game with rules that can be learned and revised, the book gives readers permission to stop treating workplace expectations as fixed. The practical value is that it shifts attention from personal inadequacy to strategic action, which is a more useful lens for navigating promotion, influence, and professional visibility. Secondly, performative productivity as a hidden driver of burnout. Braun identifies performative productivity culture as one of the book's most important diagnoses. The issue is not simply working too much, but feeling pressure to visibly demonstrate commitment through constant availability, busyness, and overextension. In this model, appearance can matter more than meaningful output, which pushes many women into unsustainable habits. The book's value lies in naming how this culture becomes normalized and why it is especially draining for women who are already expected to prove themselves more than others. Rather than endorsing generic self-care, Braun links burnout to the work environment itself and to the behavioral patterns that environment rewards. This helps readers understand why rest alone does not solve the problem if the deeper incentives remain unchanged. The analysis is practical because it encourages readers to distinguish between productive work and performative labor. Then redirect energy toward actions that actually support results, credibility, and endurance over time. Thirdly, boundary setting as a professional strategy, not a personal preference. The book treats boundaries as essential to career sustainability rather than as optional wellness tools. That distinction is important because many workplace guides frame boundaries as private habits, when in fact they shape how work gets distributed, how expectations are managed, and how much strain a person absorbs over time. Braun's approach implies that women often pay a disproportionate cost when they are socialized to be accommodating, responsive, and easy to work with. By contrast, clear boundaries can protect time, reduce emotional overload, and prevent the slow erosion that leads to disengagement or burnout. The book's emphasis is not on rigid refusal, but on deliberate management of energy, commitments, and access. This makes the topic especially relevant for managers and high-performing employees who are often rewarded for absorbing extra work. Braun's framing is useful because it connects boundary setting to longevity and influence, showing that saying no in strategic ways is part of maintaining a credible and durable professional identity. Fourthly, owning your message in workplaces that reward understatement. Another distinctive theme is the importance of owning one's message with clarity and authority. Braun challenges the common habit of softening statements, apologizing excessively, or hiding behind vague language in professional settings. Her reference to forbidden phrases signals a broader concern language, shapes how competence is perceived. In workplaces that often interpret modesty as uncertainty, women may unintentionally reduce the force of their contributions. The book, therefore, encourages readers to communicate more directly, claim credit more cleanly, and speak in ways that reinforce authority rather than dilute it. This is not about adopting an aggressive style, but about removing habits that undermine credibility. The practical mechanism is simple: when messages are clearer, decisions become easier, contributions are easier to remember, and leadership presence becomes more visible. Braun's focus on communication makes the book more actionable than many career guides because it translates abstract confidence into observable behavior that can change how others respond. Lastly, acknowledging systemic inequity while preserving personal agency. The book stands out because it does not pretend that workplace inequities disappear if individual women simply try harder. Braun explicitly acknowledges that race and gender shape professional outcomes and that many organizations remain structured in ways that disadvantage women, particularly women of color. At the same time, she does not reduce the book to critique alone. Instead, she argues for holding both truths together. Systemic problems are real, and individuals still need practical tools to navigate them. That balance gives the book a grounded tone. It avoids the limitations of advice that ignores structure, but it also avoids fatalism. Readers are encouraged to understand the broader context of inequality while making decisions that improve their own position, resilience, and clarity. This dual approach is one of the book's strongest features because it reflects the actual complexity of modern work. It allows the reader to think strategically without denying the environment in which strategic action must occur. In conclusion, Something Major is best suited for women in professional roles who want a career guide that addresses both inner habits and workplace conditions. It will likely be most useful for managers, aspiring leaders, and high performers who feel caught between the pressure to appear endlessly capable and the reality of growing exhaustion. Readers looking for a purely inspirational or purely academic book may find its strengths elsewhere. Braun is most effective when she turns recognizable workplace frustrations into practical behavioral shifts. The book offers value in three ways. First, it gives language to patterns such as performative productivity and self-silencing. Second, it translates those patterns into concrete changes around boundaries, communication, and presence. Third, it situates personal development within a wider discussion of gendered and racial inequity, which makes the advice feel more realistic than generic career coaching. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its combination of tactical workplace guidance, cultural diagnosis, and direct relevance to burnout. It is not trying to offer a universal leadership theory. It is trying to help women work with greater clarity, authority, and endurance in environments that often demand too much and reward too little. If you would like to support Rondi Braun, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.